On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. Today we're going to be reviewing the film 1917. 1917 came out on January 10th, 2020, and is a drama war film. The rating is R, and the runtime is 1 hour and 59 minutes. The director is Sam Mendes. You'd recognize his films from, recognize him from such films as Skyfall and Road to Perdition. Starring in the film, we have Dean Charles Chapman, who plays Lance Corporal Blake. You'd recognize Dean from such films as Before I Go to Sleep, where he plays Adam, and also Game of Thrones, where he played Tommen Baratheon. We also have George McKay, who plays Lance Corporal Schofield. You recognize George from the series 112263, where he played Bill Turcotte, and also Captain Fantastic, where he played Bodovan. We also have Colin Firth, who makes an appearance as General Aaron Moore. You'd recognize Colin from the film King's Speech, where he played King George VI, and Bridget Jones' Diary, where he played Mark Darcy. Also appearing in the film is Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Colonel Mackenzie. You'd recognize Benedict from The Imitation Game, where he played Alan Turing, and also Marvel's Doctor Strange, where he plays Dr. Stephen Strange. The plot of the film is about Schofield and Blake, two young British soldiers during the First World War, are given a seemingly impossible mission. With time against them, they must deliver a message deep in enemy territory about a threat that will stop many of their own men, including Blake's own brother, because all of them are walking straight into a deadly trap.
Blake, pick a man, bring your kit.
I hoped today might be a good day. Hope is a dangerous thing.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion?
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Why?
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
Hold back!
If we're not clever about this, no one will get to your brother. I will.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
I'm going back to see my father.
We need to keep moving! Come on!
I'm going back, no more tomorrow.
We can't possibly make it that way, man! You bloody insane!
If you don't get there in time, we will lose 1,600 men. Your brother among them. Good luck.
All right, That was the trailer for 1917. Such a great trailer, too, because you definitely get a peek inside of the film, but not everything's exposed. Or rather, the scenes that you see have so much more built onto them. The film itself, it's already earning tons of rewards. Before it was even released in theaters, in the Golden Globes, it won Best Motion Picture Drama, Best Director Motion Picture, and it was nominated for the Best Score by Thomas Newman. So, you know, already being recognized as a great film. I'm going to start out with saying I'm not a fan of war movies. There are very few that I like. One that comes to mind that I do enjoy is Full Metal Jacket, as well as Apocalypse Now. Now, there aren't many more than that that I like. I mean, honestly, when I mention those two, those are the two that I always go to when I mention war films. That being said, I enjoyed this film. I think that what was most exciting about the film is just the pacing. It's awkward because it feels like you're following the soldiers in real time, but time seems to fly in roughly 24 hours, and that's that 24 hours that they have to deliver this message. There are very few cut scenes, so that's why it seems so chronologically in order. And the cut scenes themselves, even as I was trying to pay attention to that as the film was progressing, is only in portions where essentially they're knocked out or something happens where you know, they may not be coherent. So you're almost seeing it as they're seeing it. Beyond that, you follow them through it all, and it does not come easy for these two. You never get caught in one area or another through the story, and essentially you're just hoping that they can accomplish this mission. I can definitely see why it got the rewards it did. This is just one more movie that I will add to a list of likes that I have. I mean, it's not often that I agree with award shows. Usually it's either the second runner-up or the third runner, you know, or one of the other nominees that that I like. This was great. It was a good film, and I encourage you to go see it. See it in the theater. Just the visual effects of them trying to portray is slightly amazing. I mean, seeing the soldiers tucked up into the side of the bunkers, and it almost made like a makeshift bench for them to either curl up in to stay warm or to fall asleep while they're in in these ditches. It's good, and I really enjoyed it. So my rating for this film is 4 out of 5. Are there stingers during or after the credits? No. So, you know, once the credits roll, you can definitely take off. So this concludes my review of 1917. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. We'd love for you to like us and follow us just so you can see whenever we're posting a review. We also like to post trailers on there so you know anything that's coming out soon. We're also hosted by Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It is because of Anchor that we're on such platforms as Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, and many others. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.